Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
It's December and the holidays are fast approaching. How's your holiday shopping going, Jason?
Well, it's not really going.
You do realize that the holidays are just around the corner, right? If you want to stay on track with your budget, you need to get on the holiday shopping train.
Oh, I'm definitely on course with my budget, but I've decided to make most of my gifts this year. Do it yourself, DIY, is in. There are so many blogs and websites out there to help you create one-of-a-kind gifts, many of them under $5 or $10. I'll also be baking some of my gifts. Who wouldn't like to eat their Christmas present?
I'm very impressed and hungry. I want you to know that I'm expecting one of those baked gifts. And that leads us right into our topic today here on the Ins and Outs of Money. We're continuing our discussion on helpful tips and resources that will help you enjoy a debt-free, stress-free holiday.
So what are some other tips for holiday spending? Like I said, DIY is in and can help save tons of cash. Plus, friends and family will be thrilled to receive something you obviously put a lot of thought and creativity into. And homemade gifts will definitely stand out when all those other presents under the tree are from the store.
There's nothing wrong with store-bought, of course, if you keep in mind some additional helpful tips. First and foremost, you need to make a list and budget on how much you'll spend on presents. It sounds simple, but it's often overlooked and can prevent a lot of financial headache now and months later.
The important thing to remember, too, is to make that budget non-negotiable. Don't budge from your budget. I found a great Christmas budget worksheet at thehouseholdplanner.com, which helped me visualize my budget. Like many non-holiday budgets, it's broken down into categories that help you remember all the little expenses that are easy to forget and add up fast, plus track where everything goes. TheHouseholdPlanner.com even offers a worksheet to budget for next year's holidays. It's never too early or too late to start and stick with a budget.
Or use the budget tool you normally do, like budgetworksheets.org, and customize it just for the month of December. A good budget is always a fabulous foundation for holiday shopping and financial stability year-round. When you do shop, try to use cash when possible. That can help you stick with your plan even better.
Credit cards with rewards are also a good idea to use for holiday shopping if you plan on paying it off by the end of the holidays. Reap the rewards by sticking to your budget. Now, we're on a roll with some great holiday budgeting tips. How about consider sending a card instead of a gift and buying gifts for fewer people? Your aunt and uncle in Oregon will most likely be just as thrilled to receive a thoughtful card from you as a wrapped present that you had to ship thousands of miles. And if you can participate in a gift exchange with your friends, family, or coworkers, that means you only have to purchase one gift instead of a gift for everyone.
Vintage is also in style, while being holiday budget friendly. You could head to a used bookshop or a thrift store to find one-of-a-kind gifts at a great price. Another clever and meaningful idea is to create your own gift certificate. You can offer to walk your friend's dog, make someone dinner after the holidays, or plan a hike with a family member. Then you'll have those memories with you for a long time. No price tag or receipts necessary.
And don't forget to factor in all the finishing touches to your holiday shopping budget, such as tissue paper, wrapping paper, and cards. You can get a lot of those items for less at the dollar store or the dollar section at arts and crafts stores.
Now, there are also some resources you can take with you in your pocket when you're shopping and trying to stick to a budget.
There are apps you can use on your smartphone to help in the shopping process. That way, you can have your budget right at your fingertips when you're out and about.
Here's a rundown on some holiday shopping apps that will not only help you stay on budget and find the best deals in December, but all year long. First, let's look at the Christmas list. Just like the name suggests, you can create and track your entire shopping list with this app. Set an overall budget, make a budget for each person on your list, and check the progress of your holiday shopping, all with one handy app.
Now, while you're making your list and checking it twice, you also want to see where your money goes. The free Mint.com app does pretty much what the website does. You can track your budget by adding your bank and credit card accounts to the app. Then Mint.com will automatically log your transactions and provide updates on where you're spending and where you can save.
Red Laser and Shop Savvy are two examples of free apps you can use to help compare prices and know where the deals are. You can scan barcodes of an item at a store to see where else the item is on sale, compare prices for the product online, and even read user reviews.
Hopefully, armed with all these simple yet important tips and resources, you'll be well on your way to a rewarding holiday. Now, I have some baking to do. I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I have some shopping to do. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County. Happy holidays.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.